Multiple tornadoes tore through northern counties last night, leading to two deaths. An effort to open Oklahoma primaries is not headed to a ballot, and OG&E is appealing a decision that could raise rates. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 6th. I'm Deborah Shar. The National Weather Service has confirmed at least four tornadoes touched down last night in northern Oklahoma. KGOU's Logan Layden reports a tornado with a preliminary rating of EF2 is blamed for two deaths in Major County.
Major County Emergency Manager Julie Louthan says two people were killed in their vehicle on Highway 60 near Fairview. Search and rescue were dispatched around 10 p.m. Thursday. It's believed the victims were a mother and a daughter. The storms also downed power lines and damaged farm equipment and buildings. Governor Kevin Stitt issued a statement saying he is praying for the family of the mother and daughter as they grieve this tragic loss. I'm Logan Layden.
A state question to open up Oklahoma's primary elections failed to meet signature requirements. But as Lionel Ramos reports, voters may still have a chance to vote on the future of the state's primaries.
State question 836 would have included all candidates for an office on the same ballot and allowed all registered voters to participate in primary elections, regardless of their party affiliation. The Oklahoma Secretary of State's office announced the question's supporters failed to gather the required number of valid signatures needed to get the initiative on the ballot. Lawmakers passed House Joint Resolution 1019 by Oklahoma City Republican Eric Roberts through committee, making it available for floor discussion. The proposal would codify closed partisan primaries in the state constitution if it passes the full legislature, is signed by the governor, and approved by a majority of voters. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma's largest utility company is filing an appeal with the state Supreme Court. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the outcome could affect monthly electricity costs.
OG&E wants to add on extra costs to monthly bills to help finance its new natural gas turbines. It's a process called Construction Work in Progress, or CWIP. A new law requires the Corporation Commission to approve it for natural gas projects. OG&E asked the regulators for permission to use it last year, but was denied because it filed its paperwork before the law went into effect. Then the company came back with the same request in December. The commission voted against it again on Thursday. Now OG&E is taking the issue to the courts. Commissioner Kim David saw that coming.
We've all struggled with the fact that the legislature gave us CWIP, and we're not sure about the constitutionality of them even telling us how to do rate making. So, I would like for the courts to be able to decide that too.
She says there could be different interpretations of this new law. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
State lawmakers have advanced a bill that would require some Oklahoma well owners to meter their water use. Grayson Wheeler reports the bill can now be considered by the full Senate.
Oklahomans are required to report how much groundwater they use for stuff beyond ordinary household purposes, but they're not required to provide documentation. So, many well owners just report the maximum allowable usage out of concern the state could lower the allowance if they think people don't need the full amount. Altus Republican Brent Howard is running a Senate bill that would require people to meter their water and report accurate usage numbers.
Water is going to become a much more valuable resource. It's private property right. We want to ensure that. But even since this was first put into regulation in 1962, it's been acknowledged that that resource extends past property lines.
Howard says he's still listening to people and willing to adjust the bill, but he wants to ensure Oklahomans are good neighbors when it comes to commercial water use. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma legislature passed a similar measure from Howard in 2024, but it failed to become law after Governor Kevin Stitt vetoed it. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.